I guess everybody at church today.
Oh, maybe so. It's only four of us. And Isaac.
Well, it's probably his song.
We got him set up outside.
Yeah. That's a nice setup.
Yeah, it is.
The stage.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right.
Good.
Who's playing music?
They're playing at the church. I see them outside. They got a...
Oh, they have an outdoor service.
Yeah, they have an outdoor service, and they're still trying to get it set up right. I see people walking.
Yeah.
And they got a stage out there. I think Isaac's on the stage now. Look like I see him moving around.
Well, he's been doing that since the COVID started.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Outdoor service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is
everybody stay in the car.
Yeah. This is their first time doing it.
Yeah, everybody stay in the car. They got the parking lot.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's how they're doing this today.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
What is that? Y'all ready? All right, Auntie, I'm gonna put you on mute.
Okay. Enjoy the service.
Yeah, listen to the to the service.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
The Lord, everybody. God is a good God. How
yes,
pleasant it is for us to dwell together in the house of the Lord. Amen. He put us out here in this open brutalness, all the creation that he has made. Isn't God a good God? He's worthy to be praised. Let's give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Let's make some noise out here. That's right. Blow those horns. Give God some praise. For he is worthy. He is worthy of all the praise. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. We give honor to God for you being here on this morning. We give honor to our pastor, to Elders Bush, and to all the ministers, deacons, saints, and friends. We thank you all. Those that are out there in the airways, we just thank God for you. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let's make some noise up in here. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For he has blessed us to see another day. Amen. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy feet should stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. And for that, God, we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. Father, as you allow us to go into the service on this morning, God, we give you the praise, God. We invite you here, God, to have thine own way, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy on every hand and we lose every good thing that you have, Lord. Let thy will be done this day, God, in our lives, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to talk about and speak on what we believe, which is our affirmation of faith. We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ, and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and to deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. That's a mighty statement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. To God be the glory. At this time, we're going to have our scripture by Dr. Steve Lewis, follow our prayer by Deacon Leroy Lewis. Hallelujah.
Good morning to everyone. Our scripture this morning will be from Psalms 27. We'll begin with verse 1. Psalms 27, beginning with verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. And we're going to verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen.
Let our heart pray. Our Father and our God, we come to you on this morning just as humble as we know how. Come in Heavenly Father to say thank you for the many blessings that you restored upon us. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity for our church family to come together one more time. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you being good to us. You blessed us through this pandemic, dear Lord. You kept us, Heavenly Father. The Lord, and we can't say nothing but thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you've done for us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you build a fence protection around this family, Lord. Keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Keep us in your love and care, Heavenly Father. Keep us, Heavenly Father, like a mother hen covering her chicks, dear Lord. Keep us, Heavenly Father, from all danger, dear Lord. We ask you, Heavenly Father, as we go into service today, dear Lord, that you bless each and every part of this service, dear Lord. Bless it, Heavenly Father, in your own will, in your own way. Bless it, Heavenly Father, with the blessing that you see that needs to be done, dear Lord. We ask you, Heavenly Father, bless our pastor, dear Lord, as he bring to us the word of life, Heavenly Father. Help him to divide that word, Heavenly Father. Help him to bring that word to us, Heavenly Father, that be something that we live on for this whole week, dear Lord. Bless him, Heavenly Father, that he'll stand as a bold soldier, the Lord, that he rightly divide the word to us, Heavenly Father. Bless him, Heavenly Father, that he keep on bringing that word, the Lord. Then bless, Heavenly Father, each and every one of us here, Heavenly Father, in your own way, dear Lord, and do it for us if we be so careful to give your name to pray. We give the glory, we give the honor, we give all praises to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Deacon Leroy and Dr. Lewis for the prayer and for the scripture on this morning. At this time, we're going to have our introduction of our pastor by none other than our very own Eldridge Laura Bush.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all look good out there. It's been a long time, but we are together and on one accord, and God will bless. I stood to introduce my pastor with all y'all knowing, but we come to have church this morning. He's a man of God. He knows the word, and he will preach. So as he come forth, if y'all know what he's talking about, say amen. Don't shake your head, because he can't hear that. So let's all get together, be on one accord, and have a good time. Pastor?
Amen. At this time, we're going to have a spiritual selection that's going to be played, and following that spiritual selection, the next voice you should hear by the way of preaching God's word is none other than his messenger, Dr. Isaac Burnett. Amen.
So and so many
That's what I praise you. you, Dr. Story. The song says, for every mountain, for every valley,
yes,
for every obstacle in your life, give her some praise.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. It's wonderful to be in your midst one more time.
Yes,
hallelujah. Let you know that we're not here because we've been good. Not here because we've been holy. But we're here because of God's grace and his mercy. This is day 276. And we are still here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody glad to be here? David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're not in the house, but we're next to it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we are grateful to God. Thought on this, and I said, that verse has a new meaning for me. And he would say, let us go into the house of the Lord, but when you can't get in there for a while, when you can't do what you usually do in there for a while, it brings on a new meaning when you can get in the house of the Lord. Because there's something about being in the house of the Lord that makes a difference in your life. The anointing seems to be different. The worship and the praise seem to be different. And we're glad to be part of his handiwork. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God for for the service that's for, and for the efforts that have been put forth, that we can enjoy this day together in the presence of our Lord in his holy, on his holy ground. I'm not gonna be before you much longer. Because I know some of you got shade, some of you don't have shade. And this mess is no fun. Since I'm a long ways from you, I'm going to try to get it off. Got my mouth free, that was the most important thing. We want to call your attention to the book of St. John, the 5th chapter. St. John, the 5th chapter. Everybody there. After this, there were a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem a sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. We're going to stop the reading there. Tell somebody that's close by. You don't have to lean over. Just turn your head and tell them. The water is troubled. The water is troubled. There are different things in our lives that we like to see removed or to an improvement on, for it to be a better way of life. Different things in our lives that cause us to be stressed to the point that some of us are sickly from the stress that they deal with. And I want you to know that the remedy has been prepared and is ready for your taking. The water is troubled. You see, back in the day, there was a time when people trying to be healed. And the mountain that stood before them kept them from being delivered. But Jesus has taken care of that. Jesus had healed a man's son that was at the point of death. He had talked to the woman at the well and gave her deliverance. And the fifth chapter takes up and saying, after this, somebody say after this, there was a feast of the Jews. So after he had done all that, there was a feast going on. Plenty of food to eat because it was called a feast. I can imagine that it started in the morning, went on through the evening. The feast was a time when people rejoice, made glad of the things that they were experiencing. So Jesus went up to Jerusalem where the feast was taking place because he was also a Jew. Now, as I said, at that Jerusalem, there was a sheep market which had a pool to it. This pool was no ordinary pool, but was a special pool. It had five porches attached to it. You know, a porch is like part over there on the church building at the entrance with a cover over the top. So there were five of them. I can see that they were in a pentagon shape, because a pentagon is five equal sides. There at the sheep market was this pool with five porches that people bought the eel to this place once every year. They had to wait around for a possible deliverance once a year. They bought a great multitude of people to the market and placed them on the pool at the porch. Just on the at the pool. Now the word said it, they are laid a great multitude of impotent folk. They were people that were blind, halted, that was crippled, and then withered, meaning they were paralyzed. So they had all kinds of ailments, all kinds of diseases, all kinds of trouble, all kinds of problems. They brought them to the pool and laid them at the porch. And there they had to wait till the angel come. Now, the angel must have come the same time of year, every year, because they knew to bring them and place them there. Now, only one could be delivered, but that didn't stop them from coming. They wanted to be delivered. They wanted to be healed. They wanted to be made free. They didn't let the obstacles that stood in their way keep them from coming. Sometimes we allow obstacles in our lives to keep us from coming to the house of God. Sometimes we allow obstacles in our lives from keeping us from being assembled together amongst the people. When the word said, forsake not to assemble yourself. Now we can assemble ourselves in more than one way. We can assemble ourselves in our mind, be focused on the same thing, doing the same thing at the same time. That's assembling yourself together. You may be miles away, but that shouldn't keep you from praising God. You may be miles away, that should not keep you from believing that his word is still just as powerful where you are and where they are, as if we were in the same room together.
Amen.
We ought not remember, we ought not forget that though you out here sitting, distance yourself from one another, in your car, distance yourself from one another, but we're here together. So we have assembled together, hallelujah, for the troubling of the water. We come to be troubled today by the Holy Spirit to stir up our souls and stir up our mind, stir up our ideas, stir up our fear and our anxieties. We come to be delivered from those things that the pandemic had caused us to be bound, caused us to be afraid of one another. But we come to be delivered because the water is troubled.
Yeah.
Right, so we come knowing what our tongue may be, but we come knowing that God is our everything, our hope and our peace. And so angel came down once in a certain season of the boom and troubled the water. Whosoever then, after the trouble, after water is troubled, you can't get in before it's troubled. You got to do it while it's being troubled. After the water has been troubled by the angel. After you've been delivered from your fears and your cares, you can be delivered. After you have done all that you can be delivered. The water is first covered, and whoever stepped in first was healed of whatever you had wrong. We don't have to name them out, because you name them out, you don't may not know all of your problems. But whatever the problem is, you can cast it to the Lord. Whatever the problem is, God said, I'll take it. I will deliver, and I will deliver on time. And so the angel came and troubled the water. First person got in, got healed. Well, that left the other thousands of people to wait again. Now, here comes Jesus. Tell somebody Jesus is coming. And he's coming to deliver.
Yes.
Here comes Jesus, coming to make us free. Here comes Jesus to turn our sadness into joy. Here comes Jesus to turn our despair into hope. Here comes Jesus to cast out whatever's wrong with us, whatever is holding us down, whatever is holding us back, whatever it is that's keeping you from making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Here comes Jesus.
Yes.
And he knows your problem. Amen. He knows your care. So he looks at the man and says, will thou be made whole? The man started offering up his various excuses, but he been coming. Jesus saw that the man had been there a long while. In fact, 38 years, he pressed his way. 38 years of being ignored and rejected at the troubling of the water. Now he had to have some friends, because he came to the pool. At least he was brought to the pool. 38 years he made that trip from wherever he was living. For 38 years he found himself doing the same thing, having the same hope, waiting on the Lord. The word said, be of good courage while you're waiting. So the man had his hope up, and he was laid by the pool. but it can move too slow to get delivered. Some of us are moving too slow for our deliverance. We're not moving in the Lord the way we need to move in the Lord. We have our deliverance. And so Jesus asked him, will the bow be made whole? And they said, Master, every time the water is troubled, before I can get in, somebody steps over me and get into the pool. Before I can get there, somebody is allowing somebody else to keep you from being delivered. Every time you thought you had been delivered, that person hurt your feelings again. Every time you thought you were delivered, here come the same old, troubling you. Hallelujah, but the water is troubled. Angel troubled that water, but Jesus troubled the water when he died at Calvary and rose on the third day. Jesus troubled the water. And the water stays troubled. Doesn't matter where anybody get in before you. Get on in for yourself. Get in and be delivered. Get in and be made free. Get in. Don't let what somebody said stop you from getting in the water. You say what Jesus said. Doesn't matter what the doctor said. Jesus said.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what the lawyer said.
Yes.
Jesus said.
Yes.
Don't matter what your friend said.
Yes.
Jesus said.
Yes.
The water is troubled.
Yes.
Be delivered from your agony, your anxieties. Be delivered. And God will bring you out.
Yes.
He will. Do a great thing in your life. See, it doesn't matter whether 10 people got in it for you or 30, not even 1,000. You still can get in the water. Hallelujah. Somebody said there's plenty of room at the cross. There's room for you and there's room for me. Plenty of room
in
God's kingdom.
Yes.
He will.
And
he shall.
You.
Yes. There's hope.
Yes.
There's peace.
Yes.
There's deliverance. There's victory. There's joy.
Joy.
The joy of the Lord
is your strength. Yes, Lord.
Jesus said, I cover the water, and you can get in whatever time a day it may be, no matter what the hour is. You can call him and he'll hear you.
Yes.
Answer your cry every time. When you get to the river and can't get across, Jesus said he'll do like he did for the Hebrew priests carrying the ark when they took the foot in the Jordan River. The water rolled back. Jesus will make a way.
Yes.
So you can get to where you want. And they crossed over from the wilderness into the promised land. God said, you can come out of your wilderness. You can get out that wilderness.
Yes.
You've been traveling in 38 years, 40 years, 20 years, 30 years. You can get out that valley.
Yes.
Out of that wilderness. And cross over into the promised land.
Yes.
Go into all that God promised you. God promised you peace.
Uh-huh.
He promised you joy. He promised you deliverance. He promised you healing.
Yes.
Not just healing for your physical body. for healing for the inner man.
Yes.
Healing for the internal man. Healing for the spiritual man. Healing. God said, the water is troubled. Tell three people the water's troubled.
Water is trouble.
You got to remember that the water is trouble. And don't let the problems get you down.
Uh-huh.
Know that the water is trouble. Don't look down the road of doom and gloom. Look to the hills.
Which yes.
Show your help.
Yes, Lord.
Because the water is trouble. There is help. And there is deliverance. On the way.
Man.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good work, Pastor.
It's not on the way. It's already here. Your deliverance. It's not on the way. You already have it. Just get in the water. Okay.
Powerful sermon. Hallelujah. Letting us know that we don't have to wait for somebody to put us in the water when the water is troubled. Jesus done came and paid the price that we may have it freely. All we have to do is just have faith and believe and ask. Hallelujah. Our help is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Whatever you need, it's here. In the name of Jesus. Shall there be one on this morning, this afternoon, that would love to give their life to the Lord? You're welcome. In the name of Jesus. He's right here. Right here at this moment. Hallelujah. We just ask him, Lord, forgive me of my sins and save me. Hallelujah. And you shall believe in your heart. It's done in the name of Jesus, for he died and he rose again from the grave, and he's coming back for you and me and all those that have accepted him as Lord and Savior. This is your opportunity in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry no more. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry no more. Just cast your cares. And he's there. Hallelujah. For Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just continue to hold on to Jesus' unchanging hands. Hallelujah. This world is not our home. Hallelujah. We're just pilgrims passing through. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We shall rejoice because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus got us covered in his blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
There's no lack in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just continue to call on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Pray and believe. Fast and believe. Go claim your reward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. The blood of Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. The blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. Ah,
it's working right now, y'all. Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, he will fix it. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Ah, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
So that we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that God has blessed each and every one of you and that you have received his word on today. As we were hearers of his word, now let us be doers of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes,
so as you depart from this place, know that you are not alone. Hallelujah. Just call on the Lord. For he said, lo, I will be with you always, even until the end. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just keep looking up to the hills from which cometh your help. Not some of your help, but all your help. Hallelujah. Comes from the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your word on today. Hallelujah. Yes, thank Pastor Burnett for using him, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. At this time, we're going to ask our stewards if they will come. If there are any of you out there that desire to pour into this ministry, if you have your tithes and your offerings, our stewards are here that will come by and collect your offerings, your gifts at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for each of you that have come and fellowship with us on this morning, and those that desire to come and may not have been able to. We bless and thank God for those that are on the Zoom and the various places. We just give God honor and glory for you. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you. We thank God for Sister Burnett and Pastor Burnett and his family. We just thank God for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You look real good out there. We thank God for pressing your heart to come and worship with us on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You tell that old devil that right there. Hallelujah.
Joy today is mine.
God, we know that you are just God and you reign on the just as well as the unjust. So, Father, we thank you, God, for blessing these offerings, God, and multiplying back to your children, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All things come of thee, O Lord. All things come of thee, O Lord. Announcements as follows. Thank you. Thank you for your love, support, and prayers during our difficult time and the loss of my sister, Deborah. Your expressions of sympathy will always be remembered, older, strong, and family. Thank you, in loving memory. It was so meaningful to my family for you to share in our grief and support us during the illness and the passing of our mother, grandmother, sister, and Aunt Elizabeth Lewis. To say goodbye to a loved one is never easy, so we are deeply grateful for your comfort, your kindness, and care, and we're like a refreshing wind to our sad spirit. Thank you from all of us, the family. The 152nd annual session of the Northwest B Conference, United American Free Will Baptist Church Incorporated, November the 4th through the 7th, 2021. Theme, touch God by praying together. 2 Corinthians 7:14 and Matthew 18:20. Theme song, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Program and activities, date and time. Thursday, November the 4th at 11 a.m. is the official opening of the annual session. Recognition of deacons, mothers, conference choirs, and ushers, Holy Communion, the seating of the cabinet guests, and business session will begin. At 3 o'clock, we'll have a workshop. 7:30, program of welcome and information. The recognitions of ushers, home missions, elders fellowship. 5 choir members and 3 ushers are requested from each district union. Friday, November the 5th at 11 a.m., worship service, the recognitions of district union, conventions and churches, conference choirs and ushers, the continuation of the business.
3 o'clock, devotion and the continuation of business. 7:30 p.m., Christian education and Christian fellowship evening. Guests will be Bishop Elton Smith, presiding general bishop of Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ International, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Saturday is the Northwest Bee celebrating our youth. 5 youth members and 3 youth ushers requested from each district. 3 o'clock is the workers reporting for education, the Texas parade, the conference workers procession, the spirit of 2021 reporting. Sunday morning at 9:30 is Sunday school. 11 a.m. is the worship service with Pastor Antonio Blow, St. Mary of Jason at Smith Chapel, assistant to the bishop. The recognition of pastors, elders, and elders, bishop, choir, and ushers and in charge. This is also an expression of love offered for our bishop. I'll make a copy of this and put it on the little disc if anybody want one. Thank you.
Trustee Greg will direct you how to get out so that you won't have to back up your car. We're going to let you go all the way around the church. So people that's walking back to your car, please be careful. Greg and myself will direct you on how to get out.
Brother Greg, raise your hand. Okay. Again, we thank you all for coming to fellowship with us on this morning. We pray that God has truly blessed your souls and that as we leave in departure, that the Holy Spirit continue to lead you and guide you in every way. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forevermore. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please take care.